we're coming to the end of your time as co-CEO at Associated Milk Producers. Let's maybe start at the beginning, Don. Tell me how you got into this business and kind of the arc of your career.
Well, that goes a long ways back, Don. The roots are pretty deep. All the way back to the early 1960s when South Dakota was going from cans to bulk. I grew up on a dairy farm in South Dakota. My dad came home one day with a milk truck and threw a snow shovel in my hand and said, you're riding shotgun. So I've been kind of part of that family business my whole life. Eventually, he became the manager of the Parkston Co-op Creamery in South Dakota, which along with Freeman, South Dakota, and a lot of other small co-ops at those time became what is now AMPI. So I went to college and went a few different things, but all the time wanted to be in the dairy business, and the opportunity came along to work with AMPI, which my dad helped to start back in the day, and I did that. So I started out as a field representative in northern Minnesota and eventually director of procurement for the cooperative, and then assistant manager, human resources, fluid milk sales, all the above, and eventually co-CEO.
How long has it been that you and Cheryl have been co-CEOs?
We have been co-CEOs since January of 2015, so for the past 8 years.
I think when that announcement came out, a lot of the dairy folks saw the synergy with you and Cheryl, but it is also a question of having two people at the helm. How has it worked over those last 8 years?
Well, we can certainly understand why if you were looking on the outside, looking in and not understanding the entire structure of AMPI, people would wonder if that was going to work. I can tell you that from the inside, no one ever really blinked an eye, and I don't think anyone could really tell the difference, quite frankly. And I think the common answer to your question, Don, is that we both forgot a long time ago that we were co-CEOs.
Obviously, work well together then.
We do, yeah.
So,
thought process is phenomenally the same.
Certainly,
as
this
it should be.
Yeah, certainly, this dairy business has changed. You talked about back in the '60s and hauling canned milk to where we are today. Kind of talk about where this dairy industry has been and where it is today.
Well, as everyone knows, you continue to see the consolidation of dairy farms. Wasn't that many years ago, it seems to me, that AMPI would have, North Central Region alone would have had 6,000 to 7,000 farms. We have 1,000 farms today. But with as much or more milk, and you see the same thing at the processing level with the plants, et cetera. They continue to get larger and more efficient, and yet at the same time, there's a lot of room tremendous importance placed on the ability to produce what the consumer really wants. There's a lot of room out there for niche markets, and so there's a lot of room all the way up and down that scale in the dairy business. Dairy's got a really bright future in my mind. The demand for cheese and butter and whey just continues to go up and up. There's a global demand for protein, and without question, dairy is the best protein source out there, especially to supply the entire world with protein. So there's an awful lot of bright future out there for dairy.
It's
and we have the infrastructure here in the U.S. to be able to deliver that.
It's interesting when you look at even just the upper Midwest, AMPI's footprint. There was a time that the dairy industry certainly was struggling, a lot of competition from places like Idaho and California and those kind of things. That's not the case today. This is really the place to be dairying, right?
Well, if you go back to the dairy products that are really in demand, which is cheese and butter and whey, this is the cheese basket of the U.S. is here in the Midwest. Of course, the proximity of just the Midwest to the East Coast, and of course, an awful large number of the folks in the United States live on the East Coast. So the further you are towards that market area, the better off you are. So the infrastructure here in the upper Midwest has always been strong, and it's done nothing but get stronger.
So, retirement, what are your plans as we move forward here, Don?
I really haven't given that a lot of thought, Don. I really don't. I have four wonderful children and my wife and five grandsons, so I think I'm going to spend an awful lot of time in hockey rinks and on soccer fields in the next several years, and that's my plan. So my family has spent a lot of time without me, and it's time for me to get back.
That's good for you. Good to hear. It's always been a pleasure working with you, Don.
Thank you, Don. And thanks an awful lot for everything that you've done. You've been a really good friend to not just dairy, but you've been a really good friend to all of agriculture over all the years, and it's been greatly appreciated, and you've been a pleasure to work with.